So Ryan, it's nice to have a chat with you. It's great to be here in your house and everything as well. Nice and relaxed and stuff. Was interested in learning how you started up in music.
From the start, I started playing guitar about 19 years old. I was at art college at the time. I was just looking for the right thing to do, really. I was at art college doing graphic design, and I realised halfway through the course I didn't want to be in an office. Nine to five, I wanted to do something different, and kind of started singing first, and then learnt guitar chords, and all kind of I learnt a few chords from my friend, and then just picked myself up the rest up myself,
And how did you get into the singing?
Well, started singing first, like you do hanging about on the streets at 16, 17, singing local, what was it at the time? It's like Brit pop sort of stuff,
Well, it was
Blur and
busting.
things, like, we just used to sing, on the streets, and I loved the feeling I got from singing,
Yeah,
it
the
kind of
buzz. Yeah.
took me back a little bit, and so I thought I'd better learn an instrument. So that's, it happened as simple as that, really. Got a guitar, and I got an awful guitar, the first one, because I thought all acoustics were the same, I thought there wouldn't be much difference. I bought this guitar, it looked like Bob Marley's guitar. So I bought that, and the action was, it's like an inch away from the fretboard, so it's hard to play. But, learn on that.
From sort of singing on the street with your mates and realizing you had a voice, how did you then get into singing with a band?
Yeah, we did all right with the Blueskins.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it was a couple of close friends, really, that started that up. We just decided to try and get something going, and got whoever could play. A lad from the village, another lad played rhythm guitar,
Yeah.
and my old mate played bass. And then I met another guy, Paul Brown, did the drums, and it just came really quickly.
Yeah.
And I think probably within 8 or 9 months, we'd knocked a few songs up and had loads of record labels interested, and they came up to see us at a local community hall. It was just weird, and everything went on fast forward, It's funny because when I listen to the album, it's very rare that I hear it, but it always surprises me how fast it is, how fast and manic, and
Yeah.
it represents the way we were feeling at the time, Everything just came so fast, and the record company came to see us, we got some offers, we got a contract, we would sign it there and then, young lads
Very
offered a
exciting, isn't
record
it?
deal,
Yeah,
yeah.
of course,
We
yeah.
didn't really care about anything else, so, it just happened really fast.
You went over to America for a while, didn't you?
No, we had a little tour of America.
Yeah,
We played a
that's
few
exciting.
places. We played in LA, let's see, San Francisco, played the Texas South by Southwest Festival, played in New York.
That
We had a
was
little
when there was
European tour as well, that was quite good.
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did you? I
Yeah.
think, yeah. And did the record company put all that together then, or?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good. So it must have been really exciting, the period, though.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I was excited. I kind of, on the first tour, first English tour we had, it was just so fast paced, and I was drinking double Bacardi and Cokes before I went on stage, and not eating, and then sweating, like soaking with sweat at every show, and then drinking more doubles after, and I burnt a hole in my stomach lining the
I
first
think that.
tour we had, because I just wasn't eating properly and
Yeah.
drinking too much, and I had to go to three hospitals in one day, it was just crazy. They give me this injection in my bum, which still don't know what it was, to stop me being sick,
Yeah.
But that's how kind of full on it was. You just didn't, we just went along with it, and there were no kind of no holes barred, Everything
So
got caught away in the moment, like I
yeah.
say.
So did you have a
Caught
manager,
up.
management that was helping you out?
Yeah, we had to manage
Yeah.
everything, yeah.
So I mean that's interesting. Do you think then that young artists when they suddenly catapulted into excitement like that should be looked after a bit more?
What do you mean in respect?
Well, you were drinking double Bacardis, you burned a hole in your tummy. Maybe some of your managers should be looking after you a bit.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't think you can never really have control over anybody, And it's my I just didn't care at the time, Everything was just kind of happening so fast, like I
Yeah.
say. We didn't really have any other concerns other than, just playing, getting on stage and playing, partying. It was good days.
Yeah, it sounds really exciting. It really does. How many years did it last?
Well, it's tricky really, because we had the first lineup of the Blueskins that lasted a few years,
Yeah.
and musical differences and all that, you know, we kind of split up. After we did well, you know, when we were on tour, we coped with each other, and we had some great times, you know. So that the band split up, but then we decided to keep the name, me and the drummer, and we should have changed it really, you know, because the music slightly changed, but I think it was just stubbornness which made us keep the name, you know. And then that went on for another couple of years, and then kind of just disbanded again.
Yeah, you had didn't you have a Russian tennis player as your bass player at one time?
Yeah, he was a tennis player.
He was professional, wasn't he? He was.
I mean, he's a good guitar player. Yeah. But again, you know, we just kind of we burnt out with what we were doing, our all our motives, you know. And I took about 9 months off, feeling sorry for myself. And the band split up, you know. Yeah. It just meant everything to me, you know. I was kind of
lost.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when it finished, it was kind of the dream was over, you know. And
yeah.
I felt sorry for myself, but I'd always wanted to do my own album. You know, when I first started playing, I thought one day I want to do my own album. So, yeah, after the 9 months, then I just started playing guitar again and did a few shows and then did more shows and about 2 years of that and got enough songs for a decent album.
Yeah. So music brought you back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was always the answer. You know, but I was a bit stubborn, and because things didn't happen the way that, you know, that I thought they might, then I rebelled against the whole scene of music, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, well, there's loads of sharks in the business, and, you know, it seemed really ugly. One point when all I ever wanted to do were write songs and play songs, you know. Yeah. So it became really ugly, so I think I resented that, you know, resented the whole ugliness of it, and I just, that, you know, put me off a little bit, I think. Because it seemed like everything I was doing before, for a good cause, you know, I hadn't ended properly. But the fact is, we had some great times, you know, we played in front of thousands of people, you know, we did the Leeds and Reading festivals, and, you know.
Yeah, you were poised, weren't you?
Yeah. There's, you know, we give 150%, you know, every time. So, you know, I don't regret any of that.
No, you were a great band, but you all were together, yeah. So, what is music then? What does music mean to you?
Don't mess about with these questions, Leah. it's all I've known, really. It's the only real thing, the realest thing that I've had, you know. It's like that good friend who you know that, you know, you could go away for 20 years and come back and, you know, within no time you'd have that bond again. You know, they're always there for you. You have relationships come and go, and your real friends are always there, you know. Sometimes you have fallouts, but they're still your friend, you know. Whatever reason, you know, you might not talk, but you are still friends, you know, you have got somebody in times of need. And I suppose I've always seen it like that, you know. And you get used to it. It's like if you wrote a diary, you know, then I think if you wrote a diary all the time, you'd find it hard not to write what you're feeling, you know. You'd find it hard to just not do that, because you had that, you know, that somewhere to express, you know, some way of getting out of your mind. So in the same way, yeah, it's, you know, that's music for me. It's a way of, you know, just letting things out, really.
Yeah.
Just,
and you like to write as well, don't you? You're a songwriter as well as a player of music.
Yeah.
So your songs, what do your songs reflect?
Well, it depends, you know, what all sorts of situations and things, you know. Things you go through, whether you're looking for answers or you think that you see answers. It could be anything, you know. Just a way of letting things out, really. You know, when you feel emotional about things, you've got a bit of a fire inside, you know. That, you know, it needs to just come out sometimes. Otherwise, you know, I think it's like talking's the best thing if you're not feeling great or whatever. I think the worst thing you can do is keep it in and just think, assume that it's only you that feels the way that you do, you know. When letting it out is, you know, it's really underrated. It's kind of as long as you let it out, it lets them know whether it's writing or talking about it, it adds so much relief, you know.
Yeah, I agree. It does. It gets it all out in the open, doesn't it? And you can look at it more from different perspectives, really. And other people can help you as well if it's something you need help with or whatever. Yeah, no, that's interesting. Do you write? Do you have a strict routine of writing then? Do you think, right, I've got to write a song today, or this month, or this week?
No, because I know that no artist can create, you know, a masterpiece every week, or it just doesn't work like that, you know. But and because of the situations or the way you feel, and not, you know, then. You don't have an explosion of things to say every other day. You know, it just sometimes it's kind of just pluck around on the guitar for ages and, you know, hours and hours, and hundreds of hours and thousands of hours of doing it, but now and again things will pop up that kind of, wow, where did that come from, you know, and you, all of a sudden you've got a great song that, you know, that you're going to have forever.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be timeless once it's recorded.
So do you work from harmonies then? There's different ways of doing something. You could work from a melody, a harmony, the words even, I suppose. Which way around does it come for you?
For me, melody is always the most important, you know. You can play any few chords if you've got a strong melody.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of becomes the, you know, the spine of the song. You know, if you can do a song on acoustic, just acoustic with a melody and it sounds strong, you know, then you can do anything else with it. You can add a band to it or whatever, but it always comes from a strong melody.
Uh-huh. You know? So do you add your words afterwards then?
Yes, but sometimes it kind of comes in the process as well. Depending on what mood the melody is, you know, it might make you think of something and, you know, then it'll just kind of come out with the melody.
Yeah.
Sometimes you mumble things and,
it's got a certain rhythm or a sense.
You just mumble something to mark the phrasing and things like that. But I think the best ones usually come quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 10, 20 minutes, half an hour sometimes.
How did you get the idea for Silicon Puppies? Where did it come from? It's such a mad song, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's great.
I don't know, that was one of those songs that came in like 20 minutes. You know, 20 minutes, half an hour and it was done, kind of thing. I don't know, I never thought about it, you know, previously when kind of just played the chords, that melody run through. It's a simple melody, you know. Simple guitar song, really.
Yeah, it was.
And everything just came out really quickly. You know,
when we were watching you, everybody absolutely loved that song. You're over at Dewsbury, weren't it?
Yeah.
Where we saw it, and it were a riot. Everybody were laughing, you know. It really had everybody together. Yeah. I think that's what you like, isn't it?
Oh, of course.
If you can get that feeling going.
Yeah, it's great. It's like in Without Sight, Out of Mind, and people sing it at gigs and things. Sometimes I'll just play the chords and just let them sing it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
You did do that, didn't you?
Yeah, well, it draws people in, doesn't it? It's sort of, it's familiar in a sense, I think, to the ideas in it. It sort of reaches out to people, as well as your voice, which captures people anyway. I think you could sing anything, frankly, and people would want to sing along with you. Mm. It's one of the songs in your new album, and your new album's called Fable, and one of your songs is Fable, isn't it? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I suppose I decided to call it Fable. Now, I mean, the Fable, the song, is kind of about, you know, what a fable is, and I think in some respects, I suppose, I know that I class myself as slightly delusional in life. There's nothing wrong with that, you know, it's just, it's nice to have this, you know, slight fantasy about how you see things, you know, how things might turn out, you know, so I suppose that's kind of a good example of what I'm like, really. You know, I was explaining to somebody the other day, I'm happier to be disappointed with something rather than to be, you know, kind of be negative about it or sceptical about it and then be surprised, you know. I prefer to kind of have a good outlook, if that makes sense, you know, and kind of...
So you're an optimist?
Yeah, definitely, yeah,
oh, yeah.
Definitely.
That's it.
And I think Fable, the song itself, it is a bit like that, you know, it just kind of... Well, I wanted it to explain that, you know, I'm a bit of a dreamer, it's obvious, and I always see things that, you know, I try and see things a bit better than maybe they are.
I suppose another way of seeing that is to say that you're somebody who aspires to things as well.
Yeah.
You know, dreaming is about, I guess, wanting to move forward, perhaps. Is it?
Maybe it's a bit of a skip as well, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, that. You know, nobody wants to know about... Let's be honest. I mean, you watch the news. Do you ever turn the news on and think, yeah, you know, I'd be good to see loads of, you know, news of what's happening around the world. You know that it's not going to be great on the news, do you? You know, it's like nobody, you know what you're going to expect, or you know what to expect, kind of thing. And I suppose I prefer. It's not that I prefer not to know. I'm aware of things, you know, but I like to try and be positive, you know, about as many things as I can, really.
Yeah.
You know, I think when you have got that attitude, then it helps, you know, things happen for you.
Yeah.
I'm into the whole laws of attraction thing, you see.
Yeah.
See, by all my magic books on there, mythology and things, there's all sorts in there. Mayan history, yeah.
So you're interested in parables and stories then, from different cultures and things?
Yeah, mythology and things like that, I love it.
So would you say that your performances are about, it's a different question really, are about making people happy?
Mm.
You like singing,
it's
you like performing.
It's a nice thought, yeah, it's a nice thought, you know, that people, I could make people happy with songs. You know?
I think you do.
I mean, the songs that I like, and if I see somebody play it, like, it's amazing, you know, if I like the song. So yeah. It's great to think that I might be able to do that as well. Yeah. It's an escape, I think I see it as an escape, right. You know. I always have, like, when you play a song, it's kind of a 3-minute holiday from the world, you know. And
what a great description.
that's what it feels like, you know. It just, and then you finish and then you're back, you know, as simple as that, and then you think about normal things again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it'd be nice to think that, you know, some people can feel it like that, like I do sometimes.
Well, I mean, I've seen you perform a few times. I remember 2 years ago when you were at the Armley Music Feast, and a few weeks ago at the...
Platform 3.
And the same in both. People were really sort of drawn into... I was watching the audiences, and they were really drawn into your performance, you know. Is that something that comes natural to you? When you're on stage and you're performing, you've got a really magnifying, what's the word I'm looking for, uplifting sort of effect on people. Do you create that? Does it come natural? Where's it come from?
You know, I'm not really thinking about doing other things other than kind of getting into the song and playing it, because in my eyes, that's when it has its best effect, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about showmanship and things like that, you know? I just kind of go somewhere else when I start playing, you know, and then if I do that, and it usually turns out all right.
Yeah, well, magically you seem to take us all with you, don't you?
Yeah. Well, that's a nice, you know.
It's
nice,
true.
Nice thought.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. Sometimes, you know, writing songs, and do you sort of feel like wanting to sort of make people wake up and enjoy life and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Have a statement kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
Again, I don't want to. It's not that I want to, you know, make people do anything.
No,
I just want them to fully, you know, feel like they might want to.
Yeah.
You know, might want to. I don't know. Just go see more. Even if it's go see more live music, you know, I think it's a great thing. I think that's for me. If I ever go see a good act, a really good act, and you know, I forget a lot of things that happen in life, but I never forget music performances, you know, I never forget a good performance that I've seen. That's like engraved memory, and I know it always will be, you know. So that's kind of a nice thing. Again, it's a bit of an escape, isn't it, you know.
So what's next for Ryan then? Where's your next steps, do you think, for you as a musician?
Well, I think I can only ride the wave, I mean, in terms of you never know what's going to happen. That's the way I live. I'm not really good at making plans, you know. I know what makes me happy, and I know what I like to do, and that's about as far as I think forward, if I'm honest, you know. I'm grateful for, you know, being able to go out and play and perform, and now I've got my album and things, you know. I think that's really, I'm chuffed about that. So really, I want to just be playing and selling albums and spreading my music, you know, getting plenty of people to gigs and having plenty of good times, which I seem to be managing.
That sounds
okay.
Good.
Yeah, so I suppose, really, you know, like a lot of time performers say, I'm selling my album. But in a way, it's like selling, you know, that good time to people, isn't it? You're doing more than that when you produce an album.
Yeah.
You know, they can take it home, they can feel that good time that they had when we went to see you.
That's it, yeah.
That's quite a nice thing, is that, really?
Yeah.
Is that why it was important to you to get an album, then, do you think?
I suppose that's one of the reasons, you know, that yeah, it's a nice way of putting it, that you can kind of take it home and you remember that night again.
You seem to remember the nights that you've gone out and enjoyed performances, you know, and you'll do it the same for other people as well, aren't you?
I mean, that people have been really, really good so far. We've got the album and I've got some great reviews and loads of people messaging me saying they love it. And, you know, like when it was sunny the other week, I had loads of messages that I've been listening to it in the sun, in the garden, and doing whatever. That's great, you know. That's that's, I couldn't have hoped for better, mm-hmm. you know, to just to know that people are enjoying it. Mm-hmm. But like I say, I've got no other plans other than, you know, I want to just play and, you know.
Mm. So you'd like to be able to make a living out of being an artist?
Yeah, I mean, I have been doing,
yeah.
you know, for a while now, and I know that it's not easy at all, you know. It wasn't when I first started, you mm-hmm. know. Like a lot of gigs, they don't pay much money, and you know, I can understand why. But the venues, a lot of venues might say, "Oh, we'll let you gig if you bring so many people in." So when you're first starting, it's really hard for people, yeah. you know, for mm. people who are trying to build the fan base up. You know, yeah. it's a bit of a catch 22. They can't build the fan base up, you know, without gigs, and they sometimes can't get gigs unless they've got a fan base, you know.
So is that? I mean, that is difficult, isn't it? I mean, anybody who works should get paid.
Yeah.
And yet a lot of musicians play for nothing in order to get known.
I know so many musicians that are really good, you know, and you see crap all the time, you know, and you hear crap on the radio, and you just kind of, like, you know, loads of people that are way better and they deserve more of a chance and things, mm-hmm. but, you know, there's nothing you can do about that other than support these acts and you know, and go and watch them,
mm-hmm.
you know, buy their album and things like that, and that's how... Like spreading the word. Word of mouth is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
I think it's underestimated. You know, we've got the machine of media, which is massive. You know, and it can help and can make people in no time. Oh, but you know, if you've got word of mouth as well, it can kind of it can have more of an impact. Still, you know, I think it might take longer. You know, but when it comes to, you know, artists that are just starting, I think if you like them, I think if you show a bit of belief, then. That's going to help them so much. You know?
I mean, I suppose if your friends tell you that they've been to a band and it was brilliant, that's going to have more meaning than reading it somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keep music live. Mm. That's how it goes, isn't it? I've often thought to myself that the most outgoing people are actually performers. you know, we've got to find ways to get more people out there. And you seem to manage that, though. You know, you play places, and and people come along, you know. Mm. So you've built up a fan base, haven't you, really? How long has it taken you to do that?
Well, probably about 2 years or something, I'd say. I mean, some places have been quicker than others,
mm.
you know. But it's not it's not like a mega fast process when you're not, like I said, when you're not promoted by anybody but yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm.
But it helps so much as an artist when people come to gigs and, you know, when you're first starting, especially. And show support, and then, like I said, they tell their friends. And
mm.
like, if you play a gig you've never played before, you don't know anybody there, and 10 mm. people like you, chances are, you know, half of them will come back next time with some more friends, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
But you know, you can never guarantee it. I mean, everybody's music's different, so many different styles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose I'm lucky in some respects that my music is catchy, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a lot of music that won't be classed as catchy and as popular.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be harder to get people to the gigs, you know. But that doesn't mean that these people believe in that music any less, because it's not as catchy, do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's lucky that...
It gets people going, foot tapping and everything, yeah.
yeah,
and people go out feeling joyful.
mm-hmm.
It's good. So if you were to have to stick a genre on your music, which I know is an awful thing to have to do, what would it be?
Probably say... really hard to do, actually. It'd have to be like a three-part thing, I think.
Yeah.
Acoustic, bluesy, folk.
Yeah.
Folky, bluesy acoustics.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
But also if they're contemporary.
Because it's different styles as well.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted from my album. I wanted, you know, songs that weren't all the same sort of strumming and, you know, this, just the same thing. I mean, because it's just me and the acoustic on most of the stuff
mm-hmm.
anyway, so... I want, you know, you've got like Silicon Puppies, completely different to Fable,
yeah.
you know, which is completely different to Red Tape, which is completely different to Dirty Dog, you know, but they've all got an element in it that, well, I suppose, you know, my voice is obviously recognisable
mm-hmm.
in them, but I like to think that, you know, there is something that's holding them all together, even though they're...
Contemporary stories, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like Dylan's first album, like, it's called Bob Dylan, where it's all the covers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think the song sounds so different. You know, all played on the guitar, but
yeah.
all sound so different. I always wanted something like that. I don't really enjoy going to see an artist who plays the same sort of thing all the way
no,
through.
Some,
you know.
Yeah. diversity and dynamics and things in it.
Yeah.
That's really good. And do you have many gigs coming up?
Yeah, keep popping up all over. Just, I'm trying to get some more in kind of Manchester and London areas, you know.
Yeah.
Spread out a bit more. You know, I played one in Hartlepool the other night. It was a really good gig.
Mm-hmm.
Sold a fair few CDs.
That's
and
brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
I said people wanted to, we're a gig guy, so we need to know where your gigs are so we can tell people how to find you, really.
Yeah.
Do you put them all on Facebook?
Usually just put them on my Facebook music page, yeah. MySpace has gone
downhill.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah. So if we all went to Facebook, we'd be able to find out where
you
were.
If you type in my name, it'll see my music page.
Well, we'll have a link to it.
I'll put them on that.
Is there anything that you want to say?
So many things that I want to say, but right now I'm not.
Yeah. Is there a question you've ever wanted anybody to ask you? Go on, and tell me what it is, and then I'll say it to you.
Right. Let me have a think. I've never really thought about it like that, actually. And maybe I should. I don't prepare it, you know. None of this is prepared, so whatever you ask.
Yeah. You know. We didn't either. We thought Ryan likes to chat, and we like to chat, so we'll go from that.
Yeah. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a real joy, actually, truthfully, sitting down relaxedly and chatting to you. And it's been inspiring, really, learning about how you feel about your music and how you want to express it and stuff. Mm. It's been really interesting.
Mm. So thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.